And it's Rivash Sony Dev, this one keeping you company right here on Lotus FM. Time just gone 15 minutes after 11. It is time for that interview as promised. It's now time for Living Life as a Minimalist. Now, Mr. Vishalan Vandya is a computer science graduate and volunteer at the International Association of Human Values. Now, he went backpacking through India and Nepal and never came back. He decided to stay in the East and graduate as an Ayurvedic therapist as well as a qualified nutritionist and yoga instructor. Hello and welcome to Lotus FM, Mr. Vandya. How are you?
Good morning, Rivash. It's such a pleasure being here, and good morning to all your listeners. I'm doing well, thank you, and really proud of the work that you are doing in the station with Lotus.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mr. Vishalan Vandya. We, as South Africa, are proud of you for the work that you are doing for your community with regards to Ayurveda as well. Now, talking about Ayurveda, talk to us about the five principles that underpin Ayurveda.
Rivash, Ayurveda's main axiom is that the whole of manifest existence, from single-celled organisms to vast planets and multiverses, are all made up of the five elements. We call it in Sanskrit Pancha Maha Bhuta. It means your five greater elements. So from the very subtle side of things, you have a space element, which gives an invitation to movement. That movement comes in the form of your air element. And when there's movement, there's friction. When there's friction, there's usually fire. And that brings you to your third element, which is fire. When fire combusts, you get the water, and that's your fourth element. And when water solidifies and gives you structure and form, we consider that as your earth element. So from the very subtle to the gross, we have these five elements that are interplaying and making up all of manifest existence, from the trees to the plants, to your furniture, to the food that you eat, to your very physical makeup. It's an interplay of all of these five elements.
That is absolutely interesting to know. Now, in Ayurvedic practices, what effects does the five elements have on our bodies, and how can we use that to our benefit effectively?
This is a great question. So we find some of the elements are very familiar with each other and become friends very easily. So if you look at the air and space element, you'll have times in the nature, in the rhythms of nature, even in your own body, when they become very familiar and they overpower the other element. When this happens, a dosha is formed. So dosha literally means an imbalance. But these are very necessary things that help us have an ebb and flow in life. So air and space becomes what we call vata dosha. Fire and water become good friends, and we have something called the pitta dosha. And then water and earth, when they become good friends, we have something called the kapha dosha. So these three doshas, or these imbalances, make up what we have around us and in our body. So understanding the doshas, understanding your own temperament. You see, when you are born at a certain time of day, in a certain season, to certain parents who have their own temperament. And all of these things sort of give you your basic elemental constitution. So you might find some people are very fiery in nature because there's more pitta inside of them. And that constitution, as per Ayurveda, says needs to be preserved throughout the extent of your life. Some people will have more vata in them, some will have more kapha. So understanding what your basic constitution is will help you make the right decisions for your life in terms of your lifestyle, in terms of your diet, in terms of how to take care of the seasons have dosha. So you find summer is a pitta type of season because there's a lot of fire in the atmosphere. You'll find spring and winter is a kapha type of season. And you'll find autumn is a vata season. You'll find your leaves are drying. There's more spaciousness. There's more movement in the air. And so these things are good to understand. Know what your basic constitution is. And that can give you a good guideline for how you choose your foods, what activities you're choosing, what career you're choosing, etc.
Vishalan, talking about our natural makeup, would you recommend using Ayurvedic medicine to supplement pharmaceutical medicines?
For sure. You know, we are talking apples and pears here. If you look at Ayurveda, Rivash, we won't even call it medicine, because if you look, it's herbs that are natural that come up from the earth. that our sages and saints knew very well. And these are very potent herbal tinctures, powders, capsules, tablets that we can make. And we regard them as food-based supplements because that's really what it is. It's coming from the earth and it can be used. So what these do is they help the body and encourage the body to perform its own function naturally. So you find that sometimes allopathic medicine, it's usually dealing with symptoms. But we find that Ayurvedic medicine really starts to heal the body from the roots up. So most of the medicines, there's no contraindications, but it's always advisable to speak to your GP before you're embarking on any alternative treatment or medicine or insect.
So in having said that, then how can we very quickly reframe our thoughts to our core for organic well-being, Vishalan?
Ooh. this is one that, even sages have pondered. But, I was privileged to spend 4 years of my life with my teacher.
Mm.
And one of the things that I learned to reverse is that thoughts carry energy, okay?
Yeah.
Each thought you have takes you in a certain direction. You might find if you're thinking negative thoughts, your energy goes down. It's taking energy from you. If you think positive thoughts, you feel energized, okay?
Mm.
The average human being thinks about 60,000 thoughts per day. This is now proven, okay? If you can imagine, if each thought is taking energy with it, 60,000 thoughts, and our thoughts usually move in various directions. So the wise ones understand that in order to have more energy in your day, in order to be positive, one has to minimize the thoughts. Okay, thoughts take energy. The acronym I usually use is I am. Okay, I am. I is for intention, A is for attention, and M is for manifestation.
Mm.
So if you're having a specific intent, okay, and if you start paying more attention to that, so suppose you want a blue car, and now you start paying attention to a blue car. If you have more thoughts about that blue car in your day, the chance of that thing manifesting in your life is good, because you will have other thoughts surrounding that and how you can make that an eventuality or possibility. But if your thoughts are scattered in 60,000 directions, it's very hard for you to consolidate, harness that energy and manifest. Okay?
That's right.
So how do we manifest our thoughts? There's a big secret to it. You'll notice, Rivash, each thought has a certain breathing pattern. It's very, very interesting. So if you are angry, how are your thoughts when you are, or how's your breathing pattern when you are angry? You'll find that it's very short and very shallow. If you're sad, you find the out breath is more than the in breath. You're going, ah. When you are shocked, you hold the breath. Okay?
Yeah.
So our saints are wise enough to say, wow, if your thoughts give you a certain breathing pattern, what happens when you start regulating your breath? It's a very, very profound sign. Okay, so we find that when we start to breathe properly, regulate our breath to the practice of yoga and pranayama, we find that we are able to harness our thoughts very, very easy. There's a reciprocal relationship between the thoughts and the breath. So your thoughts are like a kite flying around in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is like the string that brings the kite back to the center. So
lovely,
there's a secret there between the thoughts and the breath. I'll leave it at that.
Mr. Vandia, just before you go, I'd love to have this conversation with you for a longer time. Unfortunately, I don't have much time for this, but before you leave us, what is your advice for young people choosing a career path today interested in Ayurveda, and what are your social media handles?
Thanks, Vivas. I'd say, allow the path to choose you. I think in this day and age, we're so inundated with fear. You have either become a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, and society is controlling the narrative. But I say you are here as a spiritual being, having this experience of life. So be open to life. Be open to what life is showing you. Keep your ear close to the ground. And then, experience this life as a wonder. There's so many things you can do with your life.
Mm.
And it's nice to allow that path to come and choose you. Do whatever you can with the time that you have available and leave yourself open. That's the best advice I can. And if you want to reach out to me, all my social media handles are on www.vishal.co.za.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much for making the time with us, Mr. Vishalan Vandya on Lotus FM. It was such a pleasure to have you. Just hearing your voice, it has so much of peace in it. And I just feel peaceful already just listening to you. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
We want to wish you well, Mr. Vandya. And of course, yeah, thank you for joining us on Lotus FM.
Thank you.
You are... Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience.